Keeping your heart safe. That's Elmo Kuka and Kyle Deutsch. Local music on your local station. And speaking of hearts and keeping them safe, well, listen, a very cool local interview coming your way right now. And in the spotlight, an organization called A Heart to Help. And to give me a helping hand in kind of unpacking and explaining what's happening and to tell you how you can help support and get behind the initiative with a really rocking local fundraising event that's happening down at Mozambique in Belito tomorrow. I have in the studio with me a lady who wears many hats, Anami Kutsia. She's a speaker, a trainer, a coach, and also one of the directors of this amazing local initiative, A Heart to Help. Anami, welcome to Radio Life and Style. It's been a while since we've had you in the studio. It's great to have you back. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. It's great to be back.
And it's great to have you back in this capacity, wearing this hat and talking about A Heart to Help. It's an organization that we did a little intro chat about earlier in the year when Penny Faree had the Ripple program going. And I wanted to find out from you, for anyone who might have missed that chat, what is A Heart to Help? What is the mission? What is the vision? And where is the thing at right now?
Yes, A Heart to Help is a non-profit company that focuses on intimate partner violence, specifically underneath the umbrella of gender-based violence. So that's mother and kids not being able to leave a very, very uncomfortable, physically domestic, violent situation. So we have been donated land. We're going to build safe house on there where we can home these ladies and their children and help them go through a transformation process of rehabilitating the trauma, getting them back on their feet, getting them financially supported, viable, skills development, a whole bunch. It's a whole 12-month process that we've designed. And what we're doing currently is wanting to get into a intermediate, because it's going to take long to build that house, right? It's going to take long to put those units up.
Yeah.
So we want to get into property rental right now so that we can start helping these women, because they are everywhere.
The need is, and it's so underreported and so misunderstood. But the scope of the crisis, and you can't really call it anything other than that, is absolutely when you start to engage with people who are on the ground, who really have an idea of just how pervasive it is, and it cuts across all social economic lines, across all races, across all religions, and it's happening probably closer than you think. It could be happening next door to you, you know, a situation where there is gender-based violence that's under wraps, and there's so much stigma and so much shame associated with it. But you've got this project that is, it's not just a flash in the pan. This thing has been in the works, been very carefully put together and orchestrated. There's so much partnership happening behind the scenes, and until that physical permanent base is built to get a pilot project going now, that is now the crucial next step that's in the crosshairs. But it's going to take a bit of teamwork. It's going to take some good hearts on the North Coast. And really, you've rallied an incredible team of partners behind you. But tomorrow there is an event happening at Mozambique Restaurant down in the Lower Belito Village. And if you have got a taste for prawns, this is going to be right up your alley, and you're going to be able to chow down and know that you're supporting a fantastic initiative. What is the deal with the fundraiser tomorrow, Anami?
So we just firstly shout out to Brett and his team at Mozambique for being such a great support and sponsoring this event. There's raffle tickets that we're selling. There's a whole bunch of amazing prizes that you can be in the line to win. And then there's a super awesome experience, 45-minute flight that's going to be auctioned off. It is super, super amazing. So from 12 to 4 tomorrow, come eat as much as you like. Like you say, if you have a taste for prawns, this is your lucky day. And support a good cause so that we can, get the resources in place.
It's so cool when local organizations come together to support an amazing cause like A Heart to Help. And this is the call to action. The chow down happening at Mozambique tomorrow, 275 Rand per person, only at Mozambique Belito. Eat as many prawns as you like between 12 and 4 p.m. It's going to be live music by Steve Graham on the scene. And enjoy the day. Support the cause that is A Heart to Help, along with the awesome raffle prizes that will be available on the day, and that big auction of an incredible experience experience, a flyover over the North Coast, over Bleeter.
45-minute flight.
Wow. And this is not just, you know, a quick little buzz. You're really going to see things from a new perspective in more ways than one. And for anyone listening who thinks that they have got a heart to help and might have some way that they can come to the party and assist with bringing the mission to full fruition, where can they get in touch and find out more about the mission, the Heart to Help cause?
So we have a website called aheartohelp.co.za, and you can also reach us on our email info or admin@aheartohelp.co.za.
It's a really, really critical mission that you're on. And right now, in terms of safe spaces, in terms of safe houses, I mean, are there any real viable options that exist at this moment in our area?
So we've got great collaborations set up ready to go for security and those type of things. But, you know, like a 10-bedroom house where like an Airbnb type of or B&B type of concept is that we can start with that. Because most of the reason why the women don't leave is they've got nowhere to go and financially can't afford to go anywhere. But if you look at it from a socioeconomic point of view, like if this is the neighbor next door and she's working in one of the companies here in Bolito, what happens is they're so worried about what happens when they get back home tonight and what happens to their kids that they're not present at work. So we actually, on an economic level, are trying to also solve a problem for business owners where that person's present at work because they don't have to worry about what's happening at home. They're safe. Mm. So safety is our biggest element, and having a home where they are completely secure and safe. And that's why safety was our first collaboration to put in place with security companies, IPSS, etc., in Bolito, so that we can make sure that there's a safety provided for them, that they're protected, etc. And then they can rebuild. We go through the rehabilitation of their emotional trauma and then helping them scale up financially in their life so that they can be completely independent once they've gone through the process.
It's there's so many facets to this plan, and it really does take incredible partnerships and a team to pull it off. If you're listening to this and if you think you could help make this thing bigger and increase the impact, aheartohelp.co.za, where you can find all the information on how they're building a place of safety, dignity and new beginnings right here on the KZN North Coast. And it's not just a dream now. It's really, it's becoming a reality. And with your help, with your support, and with your support tomorrow at the fundraiser down at Mozambique in Bolito, the dream can become a reality sooner rather than later. Anami, thank you for giving us a quick little overview. There's so much more we could dive into on this, and we're going to need to, I think, have a deeper chat. And after this weekend, once the prawns have settled, then we can see how things have landed. But for all the prawn lovers, once again, get yourself down to Mozambique in Bolito tomorrow, R275 per person. Eat as many prawns as you like between 12 and 4 p.m. Support the initiative that is A Heart to Help. Proceeds are going to be going forward to making sure that there's some funds to fuel the mission, and with live music by Steve Graham, fantastic raffle and auction on the scene on the day tomorrow. It's going to be a real vibe. And to you and the team and all the partners working to make A Heart to Help this beacon of hope on the KZN North Coast, more power to you. And let's keep the lines tight. What do you say?
I'm in.
You got it. Here on Radio Life and Style, you're hearing the story, so you know it's true. And once again, check out aheartohelp.co.za. If you're at your computer, if you've got your smartphone in your pocket, it's such an inspiring initiative. You're going to want to get swept up and be a part of it in one way or another.